In Psalm 2, very interesting passage of Scripture concerning the Gentiles and how they didn't respect the authority of God, and how the rulers took counsel against the Lord and against his anointed. Peter would quote this in Acts chapter 4, verse 25, because of the opposition that they was having with the religious rule at that particular time, those in authority. And one thing about this psalm is talking about the kingship of Jesus Christ and how him being on his holy hill, if you will, being in authority, the one that has all authority now, Matthew 28:18-20, was extremely excited because God told him in verse number 8, ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. In other words, the Gentiles would enjoy salvation. And this would take place in Acts chapter 10 with Cornelius and on. But I want us to focus on verse 12, because there the Bible says, kiss the Son. Kiss the Son. Son here is referring to the Son of God. Bow down to him, lest he be angry. The idea there is the idea of submission, submitting to his rule, his authority. And when we think about that, we live in a time today where you have many that are not submitting to the authority of Jesus Christ. And I'm talking about those who are in the world right now. And the reason why I bring them up is because when we consider those who are ruling and how they are supposed to be God's ministers, according to Romans 13, and it's important for them to uphold morality and justice and judgment, to make sure that people on the earth can live a peaceable life, a good life, a life that is surrounded and saturated with morality. Well, the Lord's church are a people who submit themselves to the authority of Jesus Christ. And for this reason, when we think about even in the home and how parents ought to be teaching their children submission, and how they submit to parenting and submit to authority. And so when they get older, they'll submit to the authority of God and Christ and make sure that they lean to Christ and not to their own understanding. And it's a challenge, especially in a time where we think that parents don't know anything and that old people don't know anything. And that's detrimental to any society. And the reason why is because when we think about authority and how God positioned authority and how the hoary head is supposed to be respected, well, Jesus is supposed to be respected. His authority is supposed to be respected, and righteousness exalts the nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. I'm not going to be Brian Braswell here tonight. I'm just trying to make this point. I just want to make this point here. This point is that people are supposed to be submitting to the authority of Jesus. And so the Christian submits his or her authority to Jesus. But why? Because God gave Jesus all authority. There's no one higher than Jesus Christ except the Father himself, 1 Corinthians 15. But everybody else is under Jesus Christ. And Jesus would say in John 17:2-3, I thank thee, Father, that you give me authority over all flesh. So it doesn't matter if a person is in Christ or not, Brother Royce, they have to listen to Jesus. But those of us who have submitted gospel allegiance to Jesus Christ must be examples of obedient ones, obedient to the authorities that be, obedient to our parents, obedient to the system of marriage, the obedient, just got to be obedient and be submissive. But when people don't believe that God's word is actually God's word, then anything goes. I just got one point I want to make. If God's word is not the standard of authority, friends, there is no standard of authority. Period. Because then, Judges 24, I believe it is, one of the last verses there, every man will do what is right in their own eyes. And that's where we are in our nation. Some congregations, especially in denominationalism, people are doing what they think is right. Well, this is my conclusion. This is my interpretation. This is the way I see it. That's my truth. I got to live my truth. Friends, I think if I hear that one more time, I'll just vomit. That's my truth. Well, hold on. If your truth is your truth, that makes you the standard up truth. And if that makes you the standard up truth, then I need to bow down to you. But that can't be true. And friends, when our children start talking like that, we have to say, no, we kiss the Son. We kiss Him. We bow down to Him. He's the final authority. Why? Because the God of heaven put it under His feet. Gave Him to be the head of all things to the church. Which means that I have no right to add to the word of God. Deuteronomy 4:2. Look at Proverbs chapter 30 and verse number 6. In Proverbs 30 and verse number 6, we see the stiff penalty for going against the word of God, adding to it. In verse number 5, every word of God is pure. Notice what he says there. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his word, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. And the last thing I want to be is a liar before God, any of us. But friends, when we stop and we consider what men are doing, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 6, in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse number 6, we have too many who are thinking about men too highly. So what if Brother Bonner can do this or that? I'm nobody when it comes to the truth. I'm not the standard of truth. God is. God is never wrong. Man can be. In 1 Corinthians 4 and verse number 6, now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sake, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other. And so it's important for us to make sure that we have a proper understanding and a healthy view of who God is and his word and authority, and that we're always kissing the Son. We're bowing down to his authority. Last but not least, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16 and 17. If you were to throw in verse number 15, you would understand that Timothy was encouraged by Paul to be a man that was holy, wise. He says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And notice the benefit of scripture. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished or equipped for every good work. When a person truly respects God and respects his authority, friends, everything that God says goes. What he says goes. There is no, I know this says this God, but. No. And we live in a world today, it's crazy right now where people say, I understand that the Bible says that, but. There is no but. Because when we stand before Jesus Christ to give an answer to things that we have done in this body, there's no but there. And so, we kiss the Son. We bow down to the Son. In some countries, you have a king and a queen. We don't have that here. Remember when David and Nathan, I brought him up the other day. David could have had Nathan killed being king because he has that authority. Do we realize that Jesus Christ has all authority? And praise God, he's not going around killing people, but he's going around saving people. When was the last time that we said to someone, have you thought about, or asked someone, have you thought about bowing down to Jesus' authority lately? It is his. People may not like it, but it's still true. It's still his. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want you to bow down to his authority. No one else's, just his. And Jesus will teach you who to bow down to from that point forward. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to turn away from sin. Be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. Bowing down to his authority. It's interesting. His authority says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's his authority. But baptism is not essential to salvation to according to some men, but his authority says it's essential, it's necessary. Maybe a child of God, and you've been struggling by bowing down and kissing the Son. Humble yourself and kiss the Son. Because one thing about the Son, as we discussed in class tonight, one day he'll present everybody who bowed down to him before the Father. That's going to be a glorious day. As we stand, as we sing, save us invitation.